Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this.
Why was that so hard to read? Why was that so hard to read? Let me know in the comments if y'all liking the failure quotes and how it's resonating with you. You go to the next one. Failure is a delay, not defeat. It is temporary. It is a temporary detour, not a dead end. Dennis Waitley. That's... You ever been driving and had to go around in a different direction because the road was blocked off? I literally remember leaving my class, and as we were driving, there was like an accident or something like that. But I had to, instead of me going straight, I had to make a right. And then when I made a right, I had to make another left. And then when I made another left, I had to make another right. Then I made another left. But I got to the destination. It just wasn't a straight way. It was just a bunch of turns and curves and stuff. And the takeaway from that is treat setbacks as temporary obstacles, not permanent endings. A failure does not mean you're beaten. It just means you've briefly off track with a chance to correct course and continue toward success. That's good. That's good. Not gonna lie. What's up, Greetings and salutations. That is a big word for you, huh? Salutations. I gotta look it up. Hold on, I gotta look it up. Greetings and salutations. A gesture of utterance made as a greeting, acknowledgement of another's arrival. Greetings, salute, address, how. Hey, it's Hall. Welcome, Unc. Welcome and salutations. I had to look it up. Fairies non delay. Okay, right here. You have to be able to. Hold on, you got another one. Oh, this is good. Hold on. You have to be able to accept failure to get better. And that was by LeBron James. And the takeaway from this one, improvement requires risk. And occasionally failure. If you're unwilling to fail, you'll never push yourself beyond your comfort zone to grow and become better. All right, that was there. Me, Illo, at least I can pronounce it. I had to sound it out. Salutation. All right, the next one is you build on failure. You use it as a stepping stone. Oh, that's hard. And that's by Johnny Cash. That's hard. You build on failure. You use it as a stepping stone by Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash. Okay. The takeaway from you build on failure, you use it as a stepping stone. Takeaway from this is each failure can elevate you. Don't wallow in mistakes. Did I say that right? In mistakes, stand on top of them. Learn the lessons, then move on upwards towards your next success. Wallow. Did I say that right? Wallow.
Wallow.
Oh, did I say that right? Wallow. That's crazy. Roll about or lie, relax in mud or water, especially to keep cool, avoid biting. That's crazy. Each prayer you can elevate it, don't sit in mistakes. Yeah. That's better. Here go the next one. Failure, after long perseverance, is much grandier than never having a striving good enough to be called failure. And this is by George Eliot. The takeaway from failure after long perseverance is much grandier than never. To have a striving good enough to be called failure, the takeaway from that is there's honor in ambitious efforts. Even if they fail, compared to planning so safe that you never attempt anything noteworthy. Noteworthy. Yeah, there we go. Daring greatly and failing is more admirable than daring. Than not daring at all. Jeez Louise. Okay. Next one, you may encounter. I know I'm almost done. Yeah, I got a little more to go. God, dog. God damn, I gotta figure out how to. That is a lot. That is a lot of quotes. You may encounter many defeats, but you must not be defeated. And that's from Maya Angelou. I think I learned about her in school. Yeah, I think I did. Maya Angelou? I think so. Takeaway, expect to face multiple setbacks in life, but never let them break you in your spirit. Each defeat is an event, not your identity. You can rise above them all. The next one is, success is most often achieved by those who don't know that failure is inevitable. It's by Coco Chanel. And the takeaway from that, from the quote, success is most often achieved by those who don't know that failure is inevitable. Sometimes a bit of fearless naiveness helps. Don't obsess over the possibility of failure. Boldly pursue your vision as if success is the only outcome and you're more likely to achieve it. That's good. Next one, we were born with success. It's only others who point out our failures, and that's by Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg. And then to take away from We Are Born With Success, it is only others who point out our failures. Don't internalize others' negativity. We come into life with limitless potential. Often it's external criticism that labels our attempts as failures. Trust your own path and learn without dwelling on others' judgments. How many do I have? 1, 2, 3, 4. Nah, there's no way. Hold on. Oh, I say, come on. I know I've been doing this all day. Okay, now that's making sense. Now it's making sense. There we go. here go, next one. Develop success from failures. Discouragement and failure are two of the surest stepping stones to success. And that's by Dale Carnegie. Okay, the quote again, develop success from failures, discouragement and failures are two of the surest stepping stones to success. Take away, each failure can be turned into a building block. What feels like discouragement can actually elevate you. Every unsuccessful attempt teaches you something essential for your next try. There we go. I'm going to try to do 50 today and then do the remaining tomorrow. Do not judge me by my success. Judge me by how many times I fell down and I got back up. Nelson Mandela. I actually heard that quote before. Quote card, and then the takeaway from do not judge me by my success, judge me by how many times I fell down and got back up again. This true strength and greatness are measured in resilience. It's not the number of wins that defines you, but the number of comebacks, the grit to rise after you fall. Next one, don't let failure go to your heart, and don't let success go to your head. Will Smith. And then the takeaway from don't let failure go to heart and don't let success go to your head. Keep a balanced perspective. Stay humble and level-headed. Whether you're facing defeat or victory, neither failure nor success should distort your self-confidence or values. That's what I'm talking about. Boxer, what's going on, bro? I appreciate you for coming on. Boxer, Darsh, what's going on, man? I remember you. You from the first challenge. Yeah, I remember you from the first challenge, man. I failed over and over and over again in my life, and that's why I succeed. And that's by Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan has a powerful quote. Well, probably because it's the second one. However, excuse me. All right. Takeaway. Repeated failure is the secret behind great success. Each time Jordan failed, missed shots, lost games, he learned and improved, showing that frequent failures can fuel ultimate success. There we go. All right, so what we doing right now, we are creating some quotes that has failure inside of them. I'll use ChatGPT to create a list of them. And then what I'm going to do, I'm going to create a post around them. So that way I can post different things across social media. And I'm speaking different, speaking around failure podcasts and believing in yourself. But it's not just the same message. It's different messages in different posts. So that's what we focus on today. The next one is Failure, Success, and Progress. And that's by Albert Einstein. All right. And then the takeaway from this one is think of every failure. Hold on. Excuse me. For those of you just joining, I barely have some water there, so I gotta sip the water so I don't run out. Oh, I can't believe I forgot my water, man. Yep. I ain't got no water. I gotta take a look cap full. I was playing. Appreciate it, bro. I appreciate that, man. Hey, Boxer or Darsh, let me know what you think of this next quote. Hold on. Which one did I just do? Okay. Darsh, let me know what you think of this one. Every failure brings with it the seed of equivalent success. What do you think of that one? Every failure brings with it the seed of equivalent success. And it's from Napoleon Hill. Napoleon Hill is an author. He wrote the book Think and Grow Rich, which is a phenomenal read. Read it once, but I listened to it on multiple different times. So, pretty good read. Think and Grow Rich is a great read. All right. So, every failure brings with it the seed of equivalent success. The takeaway from that. It, inside each setback lies an opportunity of equal value, a lesson or advantage that can lead to equivalent success. The key is to find and nurture that seed rather than focus on the loss. It's pretty good. That's pretty good. Failures happens all the time. It happens every day in practice. What makes you better is how you react to it. Maya Hamm. That's who wrote that. That's pretty good. Okay, the takeaway from failure happens all the time. It happens every day in practice. What makes you better is how you react to it. Takeaway, mistakes and losses are normal, especially when you're pushing yourself. Improvement comes from your response, analyzing the failure, adjusting, and trying again with the new knowledge. Hence, that's why it's my third time doing a 90-day challenge to make $100,000 because I've learned from the first two. You can't let your failures define you. You have to let your failures teach you. And that's from Barack Obama. There we go. You can't let your failures define you. You have to let your failures teach you. Takeaway, don't internalize failure as a personal defeat. Instead, treat each failure as a mentor. Learn the lesson it offers and let that lesson shape you, shape your next steps. Rather than letting failure hurt your self-worth. It's 11:30, so 30 minutes, I'm going to call it a day for the stream. However, my goal is to do around 50 of these, copy and paste, and then put in the next one, put in my where I can create a chart from it, and then go from there. Oh, I like this one. This is good. Okay. It says, the past can't hurt you. But the way I see it, you can either run from it or you can learn from it. It's from the movie Lion King. I don't know how to pronounce his name. Rakifi or something like that. The past can't hurt you. I think this is when he had hit him on the head. He was like, yeah, but what had happened in the past, and I'm carrying it with you. Hit him on the head. He was like, the past can hurt you, but the way I see it, you either run from it or you learn from it. Then he swung again, then he ducked. He was like, see? Good theme. Great theme. God, that is a great theme. Alright, takeaway. You can't change your failures or painful past experience, but you can decide how to respond. You either flee and avoid the lesson or face it and grow wiser. The choice is yours. Alright, it's the true nature of mankind to learn from mistakes, not from examples. Sir Fred Howe. This takeaway is we learn more deeply from our own missteps than watching others. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. They're the most powerful way to gain knowledge and improve. All right. Alright, here go another one. Mistakes are part of the dues one pays for a full life. Sophia Loren. That's actually pretty good. Okay. The quote, the takeaway from mistakes are the dues one has. Mistakes are part of the dues one pays for a full lifetime. And the takeaway is living a rich, fulfilling life means you're inevitably messed up sometimes. Those mistakes are simply the membership fees for a life well lived. Evidence that you're trying, growing, and truly alive. Take that a risk. Take that risk. Alright, let me go another one. Don't be embarrassed by failures. Hold on, let me say it again. Don't be embarrassed by your failures. Learn from them and start again. And this is by Richard Branson. And the takeaway from don't be embarrassed by your failures and learn from them and start again. There's no shame in failing. Every entrepreneur and person fails at times. The key is to attract the lesson, shake off the embarrassment, and jump back into the game smarter than before. See, failure is knowledge. Alright, here go another one. If you don't give up, you still have a chance. Giving up is the greatest failure. It's from Jack Ma. We getting up. We are getting there. right, so the takeaway from if you don't give up, you still have a chance. Giving up is the greatest failure. Perseverance is everything. As long as you keep trying, you haven't truly failed. But if you quit on your dream, that's the only failure that can be that can't be undone. Alright. The greatest teacher. There you go, another. The greatest teacher failure is. This from Yoda, Star Wars. The greatest teacher failure is. Hey, what? If you don't say it right, you wouldn't probably understand it because I had to say it twice. The greatest teacher failure is. Or the greatest teacher failure is. Like, what? Whoever wrote that was genius. Like, what? That's crazy. Takeaway, failure is. Okay, the greatest teacher failure is. Failure is life's best instructor. We have to learn more from what goes wrong than what goes right. Each failure can teach us a powerful lesson that no easy success could ever could. Okay. Oh, let me see how far we came. Yeah, we definitely moving. The only real failure is the failure to try, and that's by Eveline. Carrington, the best exotic Marigold Hotel. It's a character. The takeaway from the only real failure is the failure to try. The true failure in life is not an outcome at all. It's the choice to not attempt something for fear of failing. Every attempt, even if it doesn't work out, is valuable. Not trying is the only defeat. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. It's by Winston Churchill. And then the takeaway from that one, neither victory nor defeat is permanent. What matters most is the bravery to keep going after a setback and the humility to keep improving after a success. After a success. Excuse me. There go another one. Success consists of going from failure to failure without loss of enthusiasm. Attributed to Winston Churchill. A key takeaway, the success consists of going from failure to failure without loss of enthusiasm. Key to success is maintaining your passion and confidence through multiple failures. Keep your enthusiasm alive through each stumble and you're bound to eventually reach your goal. There we go. Failure isn't fatal, but failure to change might be. It's by John Wooden. God, dog. Takeaway from this one. Failing won't destroy you. Oh, I'm sorry. Failure is fatal, but failure to change might be. It's by John Wooden. Takeaway, failing won't destroy you. But if you don't learn and adapt, that can. It's okay to fail. Just make sure each failure leads you to make adjustments and improvements. Okay. We got 19 minutes to see how far we can go. God, dog, still got a lot to go. Every strike brings me closer to the next home run. Oh, Babe Ruth said this one. Yup, I remember that. Every strike brings me closer to the next home run. Every strike brings me closer to the next home run. Okay, every strike brings me closer to the next home run. Each miss or failure is not a wasted effort. It's bringing you nearer to your goal. In other words, every time you fail, you're actually one step closer to eventually succeeding. So keep swinging. Anyone who has never made a mistake has never tried anything new. Albert Einstein. Takeaway from that one, mistakes are proof that you're pushing boundaries and innovating. If you never mess up, it likely means you're sticking only to what's safe and familiar and missing out on growth. Okay, here's another one. Experience is simple. Experience is simply the name we give to our mistakes. That's crazy. That's pretty good. Oh, I didn't say the name. That's by Oscar Wilde. Oscar Wilde. And the takeaway from that, what we call experience is often just the accumulation of lessons from past errors. Each mistake adds to the wisdom bank, making you more experienced and savvy going forward. Okay, let's go to the next one. Failure is not falling down, but refusing to get up. Failure is not falling down, but refusing to get up by Mary Pickford. And it says, the takeaway for that, everyone falls. The real failure is choosing not to stand back up. As long as you keep getting up after a setback, you haven't truly failed. You're still in. You're still fighting. The more you get up, the more you fight. And that was by Mary Pickford. Okay. Failure is the mother of success. Chinese proverb. Take away from this, every success is born from previous failures. In other words, Failure nourishes and informs success. It's through making mistakes that we eventually achieve our goals. Here go another one. Fall seven times. Then I think I already had this one. Yeah, I think I already had that one. Here go another one. When life knocks you down, try to land on your back. Because if you can look up, you can get up. And that's by Les Brown. You guys to be hungry. Shout out to Les Brown. I'm going to meet you one day. We're going to have a podcast conversation one day. So, putting that in the universe. And a takeaway from that, even in the worst setbacks, maintain hope, keep looking up. As long as you keep your eyes on the possibility of a better future, you will find strength to rise again and keep fighting for your dream. And this is important because it's going to help me change up what I'm posting and what I'm speaking about. So that way, the message is not only around failure, but different people are saying the same thing. And I'm saying it's going to bring more value to others. So my goal is to bring more value in different ways. And that's what this challenge is going to is teaching me, is to bring value in different ways. Just be creative. I've learned this from, I had a call from a previous guest that I did a podcast with. Shout out to Rosalyn. She was like, you got to take different risks and really see the limits that you can push while pushing content out and marking yourself and so on and so forth. That's what I'm doing. So failure is a detour, not a dead end street. Oh, Zig Ziglar said this one. Zig Ziglar. Zig Ziglar takeaway. A failure doesn't mean you've hit a permanent stop. It just means you've redirected temporarily. Adjust your route and continue onward. The journey to success often has bumps and detours, but it doesn't truly end until you give up. Almost done, but I'm not gonna finish all of them. About 12. It's not how far you fall, but how you bounce that counts. Zig Ziglar. What truly matters is your. Oh, okay. It's not how far you fall, but how high you bounce that counts. What truly matters is your recovery, not the fall itself. Two people can fail, but the one who bounce back higher with energy, learning, and determination is the one who will succeed in the long run. It kind of reminds me of the turtle and the rabbit race. The turtle was the slow starter. He started slow because, of course, he's a turtle and couldn't necessarily run as fast as the rabbit. However, the rabbit, the one, started off fast. He can run. He can go faster. He can go faster than the turtle. And as the turtle was going at his own pace, the rabbit ended up slowing down, and he ended up taking breaks, and he ended up playing, and then he took his eyes off the prize. On the contrary, the turtle kept his focus on the finish line, and the turtle was moving at his own pace. And as he was moving at his own pace, he eventually won because he did not stop. The rabbit lost because he stopped multiple times. On the contrary, when you are on your journey, you're on your own pace, your pace is going to help you get to the finish line. Your pace is going to help you discover movement. Your pace is going to build the momentum if you keep going. So you have to keep going no matter what. Steve Jobs says, sometimes when you innovate, you make mistakes. It is best to admit them quickly and get on with improving your other innovations. By Steve Jobs, the takeaway from that is, in any creative or entrepreneur endeavor, expect some ideas to fail. When they do, don't hide it. Acknowledge the misstep fast. Learn and refocus on refining the next step. Agility and failure leads to faster success. Failure is an option here. If things are not failing, you are not innovating enough. And it's by Elon Musk. Excuse me. And the takeaway from that, embrace a culture where some failures are acceptable means you're pushing the envelope. If you never see failures, you may be playing it too safe. Bold innovation requires taking risks that might fail, and that's okay. I failed my way to success. And this is by Thomas Edison. Takeaway, Edison famously found 1,000 ways that didn't work before the light bulb succeeded. View of journey similarly, each failure is not a badge of shame, but a step on a stairway to success. Here go another one. Failures, repeated failures, are finger posts on the road to achievement. One fails forward to success. Hold on. Failures, repeated failures. Our finger posts on the road to achievement. One fails forward towards success. C.S. Lewis. And a takeaway from that, every failure is a signpost pointing you in the right direction. With each misstep, you are actually moving forward, learning what doesn't work and getting closer to what does. Every failure, okay, there we go. Okay, 11:54. You got another one. There are no secrets to success. It is the result of preparation, hard work, and learning from failure. Colin Powell. There we go. There we go. Okay, there we go. Success is magical. It's built by being ready, working diligently, and learning from the times things go wrong. In short, plan, put in effort, and turn your failures into lessons. Don't have that much love, but got that much love. The next one, I've learned that mistakes can often be I've learned that mistakes can often be as good a teacher as success. Jack Welch. Takeaway, we often learn more from what went wrong than from what went right. A mistake can teach a critical lesson that an easy win might not. Treat errors as valuable teaching moments on your path. Here go another one. Rock bottom became the solid foundation on which I rebuilt my life. J.K. Rowling. Takeaway, hitting your personal rock bottom can be transformative. Rowling's greatest failures tripped away the essential and gave her a strong base of experience, resilience, and clarity to build unprecedented success thereafter. I'm going to do one more. Failure is information. We'll label it failure, but it's more like, this didn't work. I'm a problem solver, so I'll try something else. Carl S. Dweck. Excuse me. No. Takeaway, adopt a growth mindset. View each failure as useful data instead of seeing it as identity. I failed. See it as problem solving step. That approach didn't work. Let's adjust. Try again. This mindset turns failure into fuel for improvement. Alrighty. So I'm going to take a pause right there for a second and I'm going to come back to the screen. So to recap for today, what we went over, what we done, what we completed. So my goal was to create a chart around different people who have failed and different people who have said anything in regards of failure, failing, learning from failures, and so on and so forth. Because I want to emphasize the importance of failing, of trying, of growing, of developing. You cannot grow if you're not willing to fail. And since this is my third time doing a 90-day challenge to make $100,000 within the next 90 days, while helping 100 aspiring entrepreneurs launch their podcast, grow their podcast, make money from their podcast, it's taking me some time to get clear on how I can go by helping entrepreneurs launch their podcast. So it's a challenge itself to become clear, to have a business, to make $100,000. Nonetheless, I'm not going to stop until I hit the goal. So, happy thing speaking, if I go a whole 90 days and don't even make more than I did last time, I'm going to do the challenge for a fourth time. But before we get down that way, let's focus on attempt number three and see if we can accomplish the goal of growing a podcast business, making $100,000 within the next 90 days while helping 100 entrepreneurs launch their podcast, grow their podcast, and make money from their podcast. If you're tuning in for today, this is day two of the third 90-day challenge. Let me know your comments so far. What are your takeaways? What are you enjoying? What would you like to see more of? So that way I can not only show you more, but I can really give you everything that you're looking for. Let me know in the comments. Let me know your thought process. Let me know. Nonetheless, I appreciate you for tapping in. This is going to be day two of third attempt, 90-day challenge to grow a podcast business making $100,000. While helping 100 entrepreneurs launch their podcast, grow their podcast, make money from their podcast. Let me know in the comments your thoughts. What would you like to see more of? And then I can't wait to provide value to you and see you grow within yourself as well. And I'll see y'all tomorrow for day three of my third attempt of making $100,000 to grow a podcast business while helping 100 entrepreneurs launch their podcast, grow their podcast, make money from their podcast. I appreciate y'all, and I'll see y'all next time.